Hey folks, how you doing? Hope you're having a good day so far. Just a couple of hours ago, the Australian Defence Minister, the most incompetent Defence Minister we've ever had in this country, announced that more of your hard-earned tax dollars are going to go overseas to continue to fund the war in Ukraine. Let's take a listen to what he said.
Today we also announced that Australia will participate in the drone coalition, which is being led by both the United Kingdom and Latvia. And this is a really important opportunity for us to continue making our contribution to the effort to have Ukraine stay the course and be able to resolve this conflict on its term.
Now this idiot continues to enable Ukrainian drone operators to ignore the laws of armed conflict. Did you know that today the Australian government has sent more than 950 million of your hard-earned tax dollars overseas to Ukraine? But where has all of that money, support and equipment gone? Why isn't there a paper trail? How many of those M113s have been destroyed? How many of the M77s have been destroyed? How come there's no accountability about the anti-armor weapons that we've sent across to them? How many javelins did we give them? Doesn't the Australian government serve the Australian people? Shouldn't we know what we're actually funding? Shouldn't we know exactly what our equipment is being used for on a battlefield in a faraway distant land? When you voted in the last election, did you agree to send Australian tax dollars to a war in Europe? Well, when we voted, there was no war in Europe. And look, I get it. The invasion of Ukraine is wrong on so many levels. Why is the Australian government sending nearly a billion of our tax dollars over to a war in Europe? Unfortunately, I'm just going to speak the unspoken truth here. Unfortunately, Ukraine has nothing to do with Australia. What has the sovereignty of Ukraine got to do with me sitting here in Sydney? Absolutely nothing. Whether they win the war or they lose the war is completely irrelevant to us. Why are we spending literally a billion of our dollars on a war in another part of the world that has no effect and no impact here in Australia? If you ask everyday Australians if they would rather spend that $1 billion here in Australia on infrastructure, roads, hospitals, schools, there's 100 things that I could think of. I can't drive out the front door of my house without driving over or trying to dodge 10 or 20 potholes. It's unbelievable. But we'll give $1 billion to Ukraine and give them weapons, but they won't tell me what weapons we've given to them. What stockpiles have we depleted? Is it just stuff that was in the bottom of the locker? Or where has it gone? Has it all been destroyed? Because I sure have seen a lot of M113s being destroyed on the battlefield. All of the ones that we gave to them, are they all gone? What about the artillery? Is it all gone? I don't know. Are we going to keep funding it? And how long are we going to continue to fund this? Now, the reason that this pisses me off so badly is the ongoing war crimes that are committed every single day by Ukrainian drone operators. I'm going to show you a montage of videos that I can show you on YouTube here and on Rumble, but I'll show you the uncensored version of that over on my website. You can see the link to the website down below, and I'll also put it over on Telegram. So you can see the uncensored version of this montage down below at the link, and the link's in the description as well. This Australian Defence Minister is the most incompetent and out-of-touch politician we have sitting in the Australian Parliament. If you just go and look at these videos, you'll see in two seconds of watching the first couple of videos that I show you, you'll see that the Ukrainian drone operators are committing war crimes. According to the Australian government and the laws of armed conflict, somebody who was considered to be hors de combat, and that's a French term to say they're out of the fight, cannot be engaged and they need to be protected. Now, I know it's a war, and I think it's wrong that Russia have invaded Ukraine. Make no mistake about that. But that doesn't give the Ukrainian drone operators the right to go and commit war crimes. And they're doing it with drones. And Australia announced today that they're going to commit to a drone coalition with Britain and Latvia. They're going to continue to enable this. We're going to see more and more of this. There was some footage released earlier today on Telegram that showed the very first automated drone kill in Ukraine. So part of the problem that they're having on the battlefield in Ukraine is that their drones are being jammed. So the frequency that is from the controller to the actual drone itself is being jammed, and these things are crashing to the ground. So the Russians are experts at electronic warfare, but the front line is so vast that they can't cover the entire front line with EW, so they can't stop all of the drones that are there. So the Ukrainians have figured out that there's no need to actually use a controller. What they can do is use an ISR platform to identify where the targets are, and with an RTK GPS position, what they can do is get the drone to fly to that time in that place in time and space. So what they do is there's no communication between the controller that the human's operating and the actual drone itself, because the drone has been pre-programmed to fly to that position in time and space to engage the target. So it's all automated. It's almost a fire and forget system. The Ukrainians are claiming that they've got a visual AI system that can work out what vehicle it is and then therefore where to hit that particular vehicle. Because what we're seeing when operators are flying these things, that the communication between the actual drone and the pilot himself, the data link and the communication is fading because of terrain masking and a bunch of other things. So the drones will be more effective if they can engage automatically. So we're seeing AI drift into the battlefield here now. So what happens when they're continuing to engage people that are out of the fight? And in the video below, I'm going to show you how they do that. I'm not going to show you the end result of it, but I'm going to show you consistently what's going on. And when you watch this little montage of videos, I want you to ask yourself, is that guy really out of the fight? He's lying face down in a ditch. There's no weapon in his hands. There's no weapon nearby. Yet they come on over and drop a hand grenade right on top of the dude. Is that a war crime? Imagine if I was still in the Australian Army and I went away and did that, and it was found out that I did that on the battlefield in Ukraine. What would happen? I'd be raked over the coals, there'd be a public scandal, and I'd be chucked in the brig for the rest of my life for committing war crimes, because it's outside the laws of armed conflict. Right down below in the description is a link to the defence.gov.au website that talks about the laws of armed conflict. Yeah, there's been a bunch of scandals here in Australia in the last couple of years, but these scandals go on every single day in Ukraine, and the Ukrainian propaganda puts this out. Why is the Ukrainian military held to a different standard to the NATO military and certainly to the Australian Defence Force? They're continuing to commit war crimes, and the most out-of-touch, incompetent defence minister we've ever had continues to enable it and is supporting it. I'm certain that when you see just a little bit of the video down below after this, that you will no longer support the defense minister. You won't support him. You won't support the Australian government's stance on it, because this is what they're enabling.